Hello, everybody. This is Mike Barnes with Super Smart Web Profits, and welcome to another Power Hour, a Tuesday night event we do every Monday, well, actually every second Monday, the first and third Monday of every month. Dustin, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Everybody, welcome to the call. We're glad to be here tonight. Got some really cool new stuff to show you. Some of the stuff we're going to show you tonight is based off a little demonstration we did last night after our SEO 102 call. We do a two-hour call each week with our SEO 101 and 102 customers. And after the show was over, the class was over last night, we took about another 15, 20 minutes to demonstrate some new stuff that we're releasing here soon. Some of it's already been released. And got a lot of positive feedback, so we thought we'd do a Power Hour night and show you some of the stuff we showed those guys last night as a preview for what's already available or what's coming soon.
And just to review a little bit about what we're going to talk about tonight, we do have an hour. It's going to be a packed hour, so it might be a power hour, power and a half. But we're going to talk about some of the updates and upgrades, such as deed flow. We've had a lot of interest in deed flow, so we'll go over that with you tonight. Autofill version 3 is out. A lot of people have asked questions about that, so, of course, we're going to cover that. RSS feeds, really simple syndication feeds. RSS feeds, property templates preview, the power of the SEO upgrade. We're going to show that to everybody because that's powerful stuff. And current and upcoming events is what's on the schedule for tonight's show. So let's just rock right into it. Let's start with DeedFlow. Dustin, you want to introduce DeedFlow to us?
All right. Yeah, our last Super Smart Power Hour, we did a pretty thorough demonstration of Deed Flow and Autofill 3. You can go back into the supersmartpodcast.com and see that call. It's also on your Super Smart Back Office website. It was a great call. So tonight, we're just gonna, for the people that didn't weren't on that call or haven't seen it yet, we're just going to give you a real brief overview of Deed Flow. This presentation is in PowerPoint. The last presentation we did was live. We actually clicked around the site and showed it to you. We will be doing more calls such as that, but this one's in PowerPoint. Mike, do you want to jump in and say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to remind everybody throughout the show, if they have any questions, we will monitor it on the GoToWebinar interface, so please feel free to ask your questions, and we'll answer as many as we can for you.
All right, so Deal Flow is currently in beta testing. We've got some people using it. I see Bill Larson on the call. He's been beta testing it here for a little bit, as well as a bunch of other people on the call. DeedFlow is simply an extension of what we've been doing for years with the seller follow-up log, communication logs, things like that. But one thing that our back office lacked was a better tool for managing short sales, okay? So DeedFlow was pretty much built for the purpose of being able to better manage our short sale deals because they have so many different players involved. If you think about it for a minute, there's you, there's the first lien holder, the second lien holder, the third lien holder, as in the mortgage companies. There could be junior lien holders. There could be IRS tax liens. There could be contractors, buyer's realtor, seller's realtor, title companies, contractors, your own personal negotiation specialist, your staff. There's all these people involved in a short sale deal, much more so than would be involved in other regular subject to deals or cash deals or assignments, things of that nature. So we needed to create a better way to manage those types of deals, so we created DeedFlow. And I'm going to walk you through this PowerPoint presentation that Mike has created here and wait for my screen to catch up. So you access DeedFlow if you have this upgrade. And by the way, it was we launched this several weeks ago, and it's in beta testing, and it's on. We get a special price for it for the people that help us beta test it. And I'll tell you about that at the end of the call. Once beta testing is over, the price will go up significantly because it's so powerful. But you access DeedFlow over from your left navigation bar, just like you would your normal seller follow-up log. So you can see the little arrow on the screen where I click Deed Flow Follow-Up Logs. It's very similar to what we had before. But you'll also see a couple sub-navigation menus where you can navigate between different types of deal filters. So that first one you're looking at says all deals, cash deals, subject to, short sales, lease options, options, assignments, other deals. That is just a filter to filter down to the actual deals or leads that you're looking for. Because the database contains leads, and it also contains deeds. So we're starting to separate the two, and I'll show you that in just a second. So the first tab that you can see on the screen right now is new. That entire top bar is new. And this is what we call purchase types. And you can classify your leads based on purchase type. The default tab is called all deals. And then you can see there's a cash deal. Go wait for the screen to catch up. Oops, sorry. Cash deals, subject to deals, short sale deals, lease options, options, assignments, and other deals. Other deals being any kind of other deals that don't fit into one of those categories I just mentioned. And you have to physically tell the system and label each deal as a cash deal or subject to or short sale. You have to tell if that's what it is. We are in the process of upgrading deal flow, and we're going to constantly be updating it, to create what we call deed flow defaults, where you can go in there and specify which tab you want to land on the first time you come to this page. I think Bill Lorson suggested that a few weeks ago on a call, that he wanted us to be able to specify where he lands. I think he wanted to land on short sale deals and maybe short sales pending or something like that. Another customer, Jerry Cluck, suggested that we create some deed flow settings where if a property comes in through the front office that is behind on payments, then we automatically label it as a potential short sale deal. So we'll be creating a page called Deed Flow Defaults where you can go in and set some of these settings and kind of manipulate your leads automatically. So that's something Tori and I are working on now. But let's show you what we've got. Let's see. Next slide. Down below, you'll see another row of tabs. Many of you for years have been asking us to add additional tabs. And all a tab is a filter. So we've added some additional tabs. The first one is the one that used to be called, I think it was always called active leads. This is where all your current leads come into the system that are brand new. So active leads will be sorted by the green column, which is the lead date. You can see it right here. So the newest leads will always be at the top by default. The next tab is all deeds. This is new, and I want to carefully explain the difference between all deeds and all active leads. All deeds are actually leads that you turned into a deal. And if you look at the next column, by contract, purchased, short sale pending, short sale approved, sell contract, and sold, okay, all of those are considered deeds. Okay, so all deeds contains all of those items. Can I back up with this mouse? Yeah. I can click that little arrow. I can barely see it from where I'm sitting. Can you use your arrows on the keyboard for me? Just back it up for a second. I'm too far away. Just back it all the way up to all deeds. So as I was saying, everything between all deeds and the word sold will reside on the all deeds tab. Now, as I move forward again to buy contract, as I go to buy contract, this is a filter that filters down all deeds into just houses that are under contract. The next tab is all of the deals that have been marked as purchased. And then the short sale pending is just for the short sale tab, which is up top. Okay? You won't see short sale pending on any of the other tabs, which I'll show you in a second. And then there's short sale approved. So once a short sale deal is in short sale pending, That's where it usually resides while you're in the short sale process with the lender. But once you've gotten your short sales approved, you can move it out of that tab and into the short sale approved folder. Why? Because you want to keep them separate, because those are deals that you now have to find a buyer. Once you find a buyer and put the house under contract, you move it into the sell contract tab. And then once it's sold, you archive it by moving it into the sold tab. So once again, buy contract, purchase, short sale pending, short sale approved, sell contract sold are all sub-tabs of all deeds. So once again, your leads reside on the active leads tab. Your deeds reside on all those other tabs, especially the all deeds tab. That's where everything is located. And then finally, we've got inactive leads. That's been there this whole time. That's all. We've always had that tab. It used to be called archived leads. So the last two are the sold properties, which are considered archived, and the inactive leads. Okay? Something else new that we added. We've always had these little pop-ups there, but we added a new pop-up that gives you more information and gives you these shortcuts. When I first launched, day one of DeepFlow, I was a little frustrated myself that I had to go two or three clicks deep to get to my autofill paperwork. So I said, Tori, can't we put this on the pop-up and have these shortcuts? So all of these little links on the page have these shortcuts. So we can go straight to the deal summary. We can go straight to the property information, the property analysis sheet, the loans, the liens, the documents that are attached to the deal, autofill, autohud, utilities, closing, notes, etc. Anytime we add any additional pages, I think we just added today some new property photos we're going to show you later on the call. We'll probably add a shortcut here. Okay? So we're continually going to be improving the software. Something else we did different is the notes column. This used to be called communications. It still is. We had like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You put your mouse over and see the last communication. Well, we just concatenated that into one number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so you can see quickly how many communications you have or how many notes you have. And you put your mouse over, and it'll show them once again in a pop-up. Okay? And because these pop-ups can contain a lot of data and add a lot of overhead to the page and slow down the load time, we're adding a new deed flow permission that will allow you to turn these off or shorten their content so they don't have as much overhead on the page. Because if you had 100 properties displayed on this page and had every one of these pop-ups turned on, it would slow down the load time. So if you want to speed things up, we're going to give you the ability to go in and turn some of this off altogether or at least throttle it back so not as much information is displayed. Let's see, next slide. Okay, we also add a new column called type. And if you put your mouse over the word type, it should say purchase type. And the purchase type should match the headers up top, cash, deals, subject to, short sales, etc. But once again, you have to tell the system there's a short sale deal, or there's a subject to, or there's cash. You'll have to specify that. And then that will show up in your active leads column and your all deeds column. Okay, so that coordinates with these tabs. So right now I'm in active lead mode, and I can quickly see which types of deals these are. If I were to click cash deals, active leads, that's all that would show up on this page would be my cash deals that are active leads. All right. The next column is the seller's name. If I click that name, it's going to take us to a brand new page, which is the summary page. This page will continue to grow and evolve as we continue to upgrade deal DeepFlow. It's just basically a summary of the deal. It's a cover sheet, if you will, that you can quickly kind of look at where things stand. Down at the bottom of the page, you can see all of your notes. And because, as I first started telling you, there's so many different players involved with a short sale deal, we've added all these filters so that you can quickly filter through your notes, your communications, your emails, etc. We've got something called notes that has no date attached to it. We have a task, which is like a note with a date attached to it, and then we have straight out emails. Okay, and depending on which one of these tabs you click on, depending on depending on which one of these tabs you click on, this will take you to just your notes for the entire deal, all your tasks for the entire deal, all the emails for the entire deal. When you get into the seller tab, that's just your communications with the seller. So that would be your tasks with the seller, your notes for the seller, emails with the seller. And you can put, you can click on the first mortgage and see all your communications, notes, and tasks associated with the first mortgage holder, second mortgage holder, et cetera. Okay. Mike, are you messing with the mouse? Okay. Very good. The next page, had I clicked on the address a few screens back instead of the seller's name, I would have immediately advanced to the property information screen. Okay, this is very similar to your previous edit a property page, what we always call the editable seller questionnaire. However, we kind of concatenated some of the information so we get more information on one page and tried to kind of give it a new layout. Okay, over here is the admin info. This is new. Some of these fields exist, but some of it's new. This is where you mark the deal manually as a subject to, as a short sale, etc. The deal status, this is what changes those sub-tabs I showed you. This is where you will say short sale pending. Okay? The deal status. That's how you mark it as purchased or sold, etc. The lead type has been in there forever. You probably won't use that a whole lot anymore. So a huge long list of all different types of deals, the fours, tired landlord, you name it. You can still use it, but we're primarily using the purchase type and the deal status to classify this lead. Next is the priority level. That's always been there, high, medium, low. Who it's assigned to. Now you can assign this lead to multiple people within your organization. You can assign it to your mitigators. You can assign it to your realtor. You can assign it to your acquisition specialist, your secretary, whoever. And for every person that you add, you can give them certain permissions. So you can control what they can see or not see and what they can do or not do. They can read, perhaps. They can write, perhaps. They can edit. It's up to you. You can even give them delete permissions if you wanted to. Okay. Now we're going to move down the page just so you can get a glimpse of what's down there as well. Okay, we added more financial information that wasn't here before. We took some of the fields off of our save site and added them on the sell, on the buy site as well. So you'll see some new fields. We also have a new mortgage page, a second mortgage page, a third mortgage, and some liens. Scrolling down the page further, we've got, once again, our notes that are associated with this deal. So on the previous page, it was the summary page where you can see everything at a glance. This is the details, the nitty-gritty details that you can edit. Next is the property analysis, the profit analysis page. This page has already existed for a number of years. However, we just added a short sale profit analysis as well as a cash profit analysis. The one I'm looking at right now is auto profits. It's been around for years. We just integrated it into the new DeedFlow interface. The next page is loans and liens. This is brand new. We've got a lot of additional information we can store about the loans and liens since we're doing a negotiation with these multiple lenders to do this deal. So up top you can see the lender's information, the loss mitigator's information, the foreclosing attorney's information, and you'll also see select contact. When you get DeedFlow, it also comes with auto HUD and contact manager. So if you were to enter in a loss mitigator's information and were to click this, they'd still be in our system, so you could pull them out and automatically fill in this information. I'll show you another good use of that feature in just a minute. Down below, we have more foreclosure information, such as the sale date, the list pending date, and so on. We also have a couple sub-tabs. So you can, what you're looking at right now is the first mortgage. Then you can advance to the second mortgage, the third mortgage, and the liens, all with these sub-tabs. So what we're trying to do is make the deal flow, have a better flow to it so that you can get your data a lot easier and find what you need rather quickly. So can your staff. And the beauty about DeedFlow is, as I told you earlier, You can assign it to multiple people. You can also push these properties to your negotiator's website. So if you've got a website and they've got our website and we've marked them as your negotiator, using Kimberly Frank as an example, our customers, her customers, can push their deals to her site so that she can negotiate their deals. It's on your site. It's on her site. She updates her site with the negotiations as they're proceeding with the loss mitigators. You'll see it on your website. You can assign her tasks. You can assign you tasks, et cetera. It's pretty sweet. Right now I'm on the bottom of the mortgage page, and you can see additional information. This is when you start making offers to the bank, okay? The first offer, the second offer, your counter offers, the day they accept your offer, the payoff amount, et cetera. You can store all that in the system now. The next page is the documents page, okay? This is really hot. This is where you upload all of your documents that are associated with this short sale deal. You can upload PDFs, you can upload photos, you can upload Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, you name it. And in this example, you can see all of, I believe this is Mike's deal, that he recently did using all of Kimberly's paperwork. So he used autofill to print out all of her paperwork, filled in, got the sellers to sign it, scanned in the documents using a fax machine, faxed it to himself, then uploaded the individual documents that have already been signed into the system. Once he uploads them into the system, he could push this deal to Kimberly, who's got all the documents she needs. Anytime Mike adds them, she gets them too. That way she can negotiate her the deal for him. He didn't have to overnight the deed or the short sale package to her and spend $30 every time he wants to send her a package, okay? And have to keep sending her documents via snail mail every time he wants to send her a signed document. Otherwise, he'd have to fax her a stack of papers. But this way, you can add them to the site instantly. You'll notice they're the date they were uploaded is indicated, and you can edit them and re-upload them at any time if things change. So this page can get quite lengthy when you're dealing with short sales. So I really, really, really love this document page. All I get is browse to the document and then hit add. It'll pull it into the system and it'll be on the top of your list. We also have some sub-tabs here on this page. In a little bit, we're going to show you the deal photos, which is brand spanking new. We just added it at 6 o'clock p.m. tonight, about an hour before the call. So it is officially in beta testing as of now. So hopefully Bill Morrison, you and some others will put this to the test. We're going to show you how to use it in just a little bit, tell you what it's all about. Next is the autofill tab, which we'll cover briefly. Next is the AutoHUD tab, which is right here. AutoHUD does come with DeedFlow. And then MyDocs, that's been around for a long time. And then, because MyDocs is more about site-wide documents. Say you want to upload a bunch of contracts that aren't autofilled. That's what that MyDocs is about. There's things that you've uploaded to the site that are generic. Then there's resources we've had around for years where we upload marketing material, contracts, notary statements, foreclosure laws, all that kind of thing into the system. So all of that is at your fingertips under the Documents tab. Next is Utilities. This is brand new. So normally when you're doing a short sale deal, you've got to get the utilities turned on for the new buyer and stuff so they can inspect the house. If you're used to using the same utility companies over and over again because you buy in the same farm areas, you'll just pull them down from your contact list and automatically fill all this out, okay? So that's what this select contact is about. The first time you click it, it'll be empty. So you have to add some stuff to it. Then scrolling down the page is if you don't see the type of utility, you can add your own under other. You know, example, pool maintenance, yard maintenance, whatever. Whatever's not already in our list, you can add your own categories down at the bottom. All right, the next tab is the closing tab. This, too, is brand new. We have three different types of closing. So you'll see these three tabs. There's the get the deed tab. My mouse is having problems. There we go. The get the deed tab. The A to B closing, and the B to C closing. So if you're doing a short sale deal, you usually get the deed at the kitchen table. Sooner or later, after the negotiation is done, you do an A to B closing where you pay off the lender. Then usually 10 minutes later, you'll do a B to C closing with your new buyer. Okay? So this way you can track each of the three closings and make sure you've got all the necessary document signed. So the top of the page is the seller, the listing agent, the title company, the buyer, the selling agent, and any broker involved in the deal. All right, if I scroll down the page, you'll see the closing checklist. I'm just waiting for the screen to catch up with you guys. The closing checklist. So these are all the items and the dates that you start checking these things off, getting ready for closing to make sure everything gets done. And each one of the tabs has this closing checklist. Okay, the next tab is notes and tasks. This used to be what we call the communication log. It still is. But now we've got three different types of communications. There's a note, there's a task, and then there's a email. Notes don't necessarily have a due date. They don't have a due date. It's just a note that you're posting to the account and the day you posted it. Okay, you're just making a note, and it shows up in the notes section. The next type is a task. A task is a note with a deadline. This is where you assign things to yourself and or your staff members, negotiators, etc. So when they log in, they'll see their task that you've assigned them. You can also, when you add a task, send them an email automatically. In case they forget to log in, at least they hopefully got the email, got the memo. And then there's emails. It's always been there where you can send emails to anybody that's in the system that's attached to this deal, such as the first lien holder, second lien holder, third lien holder, seller, realtors, you name it, your negotiators. Once their emails are in the system, you can communicate with them, too, and store and attach that to this deal. Very powerful. Let me advance to the next slide. All right. So up top, you can use these tabs, add note, add task, add email, to switch between the views to do each of those. Okay? That's what this red box is. And you can add attachments to your notes, add attachments to your task, add attachments to your email, etc. This post 2 right here specifies which of these tabs you want this note to show up in. For example, you want to keep all your first lien holder notes together. You want to keep all your second lien holder notes together. You want to keep all your notes with the seller together. Well, this would be where you do it by using the post 2 feature. All right. Down below, you can see where those will show up. Once you've posted them to a certain tab, you can go to that tab and see all the communications with the seller, the property, the lien holders, etc. All right. Moving on. I'm back to the deed flow follow-up log. And I've got short sales selected. And you can see that I'm in all deeds. So once again, all deeds shows me all the properties that are in a contract, that are purchased, that are pending, that are approved, sell contract, and sold. Now remember, as you do more and more deals, this list can get rather deep. Okay? So the older the deal, the further down and buried it'll be on this list. Hence, that's why we have all these other tabs so you can quickly get to what you're looking for that's current, such as your short sale pendings, etc. So let me click the next slide. So this is where all my buy contracts would be. You might not even use that. If you're doing short sale deals, you might not bother putting it under contract. You go and get the deed all at the same time. Therefore, you'd move it straight to purchased. Once you get your package together and submit it to your negotiator, you can move it to pending, short sale pending, which is the next tab. Once the negotiator says, hey, the deal's been approved, they or you can move it to the short sale approved tab. Once you've got it under contract, you can move it to the sell contract. Once you've closed and got paid, you can move it to sold, where it's kind of archived for you. All right? And then the last but not least, once again, inactive leads is any leads you didn't purchase for whatever reason that you want to get off of your active leads page but not delete from the system. You simply move them to inactive leads. And your active leads tab is where you will normally come in each day and see all of your newest deals as they come in from your marketing efforts or the ones that we refer to you depending on what state you're in and which counties you're in. Because some states, we've got what's called leads for deeds and orphan leads. So you might not be getting free leads anymore if somebody has purchased those leads in your area. So keep that in mind if you don't see a lot of leads coming in from us. All right. So if I were to click the subject to all deeds, I would see just my subject to deals. And one thing I want to point out here, a few minutes ago I was on short sales. Do you notice now that I'm on subject to, there is no short sale pending. There is no short sales approved. I have less tabs because there's less categories. I don't have short sales involved in the subject to deal. So I'm only displaying the relevant tabs. All right. Now, this may take a second, but in a few minutes we're going to get Tori involved, who's in the next room, who's going to show us something that we just put online tonight, which is called Deal Photos. Now, before we show these, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what it is. We just released this at 6 o'clock for beta testing. Okay? Now, what Deal Photos is... We did this just for short sales. Normally, you upload photos of your property to your website so you remember what it looks like. However, one of the challenges is that in the past, we've had trouble getting banks to see our photos. A lot of them would claim, well, hey, I don't have email access because they don't want to give it to us. Or we would send them a black and white fax, and the pictures come out so horrible they can't tell what they're looking at. With all these high-resolution cameras, some of these images are 4x, so they're too big to email. So what we've done here is created a new little upgrade to DeedFlow. It comes with it from now on, where you can actually upload pictures to your website that are specifically for the bank to see. These are for your lender. So once you've uploaded these documents, they can go to a private, generic, unlisted website to see all of your property photos. And Tori's getting ready to show you just a few sample photos of a house I did the other day, because we just uploaded these moments ago just to show you as a demo. So momentarily she's going to jump in and kind of give you a little overview of what she's created with me over the past few days. Looks like the screen's kind of slow to load, so let's just give it a minute, and I'm going to keep talking while we get that rolling, because we're actually getting out of the PowerPoint and going live to show this to you. So bear with us one moment. But what we're going to be able to do is put these photos, once again, out on a website called trustedwebsite.com. There's no graphics on it or anything. Give the lender a private link that nobody knows exists, nobody can see but them. They can click on that link, and then they will be able to see all of our property photos with a description and a caption. So this is where they can see in full color all of these ugly pictures of these houses and all the problems they have with a caption and a description. They can also take those photos and download them as a color PDF automatically. Okay, so anytime you want your lenders to be able to see your properties, they'll be able to do so now. Now, Mike, did you want to jump in and take over, you and Tori?
Actually, I switched it to Tori's screen and Tori.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, well, then I'm good to go. I'm assuming you're seeing my DeedFlow page, right, not my?
That is correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure. So Dustin was mentioned earlier on your follow-up blog, we have the little links to get to your pages quicker. I did want to show you that we did add photos to this so that if you click this link, it'll take you to the new photos page. Now, when we go to the new photos page, in the past, when you tried to do a slideshow, you had to upload one photo at a time, and you could put in a caption and a description at that time. We've changed it a little bit in the way that you can now upload 10 photos at a single instance, and then once those photos are uploaded, then you can go back and add a caption and a description if you want to. So that's what this top part is where you're going to load your photos. And as Dust was mentioned, we have what we consider property photo and bank photos. That way, if you want to upload a photo that specifically that only you want to see, you can just mark it as a property photo. But if you want to have photos that you're going to show to the bank, you'll mark it as a bank photo. And once the photos get loaded, they'll show up down below. And for property photos, you'll get the slideshow just like we've had in the past. There's nothing changed with that. The only difference is on the bank photos. So I'm going to switch screens here for just a second. When you add bank photos, we have a different link now. Okay, we're using tinyURL to this way you can give this little link to your bank, and they can go look at your photos. And when you click on the link, this is where it's going to take them. Okay, so this is that tinyURL. You'll notice it's a really long description. I mean, a really long URL. That's why we're using tinyURL, because there's no way that you would be able to send that entire link to your bank if they don't have email. But when the page first loads up, all you're going to see is all the thumbnails that you've loaded and marked as bank photos. And if you have 50 photos, 50 photos are going to show up on this one page. And when you click on a photo, it can take you to what we call the full photo. And the full photo is a lot bigger. Plus, we'll show on this page, we'll show the caption and description. Now, the great thing about this is, as Dustin was mentioning, you can have these done as PDFs. So at the top of the page, we have view thumbnails in PDF and view full-size photos in PDF. So when they click one of those, it'll bring up the exact same page, but it'll bring up in a PDF. That way they can save it to their computer, print it out in full color, however they want to do it. But you'll notice that on the PDF, it still has the caption and the description. Plus, we're giving them the tinyURL again, just in case, for their reference and how many pages is on it. So that way they can keep everything together.
So, yeah, the good thing about this page, Tori, is they can actually print this off on their laser printer and save a color copy of this to their computer.
But let's see. But that's it for the new. It's pretty simple. I did want to show you one other thing. If you go to, I'm going to stay on the same person. We've added a couple links on the subject property page. You can either go to the properties photos, which is that link has already been there, but this link is brand new. And what this link does, it just opens up a pop-up, and it's just going to allow you to upload 10 photos without all that overhead of having to have all that stuff at the bottom. So you just upload photos. If you need to upload it again, you upload more photos, more photos, more photos, and there's not the overhead on the other page of having to reload all the images. That way it's quicker. And that's everything with photos.
Thanks, Tori. I appreciate it. It really is that simple. You're going to be able to upload your own personal photos for your own viewing. Hey, Tori, can you close that pop-up window? You'll be able to upload your own photos as usual. You'll be able to upload what we call bank photos, and you'll be able to upload what we call both. That'll show up in both places. And you'll also be able to go in and individually sort those photos and give them a description and a caption. Okay, so that's the beauty of this new piece we just added. Nobody else has this, and we're doing it so that your banks can see your full-color photos, and it's all stored on your back office website. So this is the first release. We'll be taking, you'll be beta testing it this week, giving us your positive feedback and any way we can continue to improve the system. By the way, we did have a couple questions come in that I want to answer real quick. Vazel asked, he said he's got a buddy that's got a competitor system, I believe is what he said, who has something called renovation estimates. In order to get this online, we didn't add that feature yet, but we do plan on adding it in upcoming months. However, a lot of you probably won't use it because I know a lot of people that have that system too who don't use it, but it will be an option. I personally use real contractors who give me repair estimates. It's on their letterhead and everything, so they're actually real. But we will be doing some renovation cost estimates, but that will be several months away, but it is coming. Vazel also asked, he said, is there a place where the tasks that have been assigned show up? And I forgot to cover that last week, and I forgot to cover it this week in the PowerPoint, but yes. The to-do list. We've always had what's called a to-do list. And if, Mike, you'll move your mouse over there under Seller Lead Management, show them the to-do list. You can't click it because it's a PowerPoint, but at least point to it.
Yeah, you have a weekly follow-up.
See that right there at the top where his mouse is? Seller Weekly To-Do List. That's where your to-do list will show up. As I mentioned earlier in the call, we're planning on creating a page called D-Flow Defaults where you can decide where you land when you first log in. And the to-do list is one of those options. So we're getting ready to further improve the seller to-do lists so that when you log in and land on that page, you can see everything that's due, who's been assigned what, and things of that nature, current stats and those type of settings. We just failed to put it in our PowerPoint, but it is there. And that's how you keep track of all your current to-dos without having to log into each deal individually to see those results. Okay? So, Basil, I hope that answered your question. Any other questions, please send them in. Let me see if I got any more. So far, no more questions. So if you have them, please send them in and we'll get them answered on the call. So now Mike has advanced the slides to the autofill version 3. You get to autofill the same way you always have. What's new about autofill version 3 is that you can now easily customize and upload your own documents. Autofill still autofills all of our built-in paperwork, as they always did. We just added Kimberly Frank's paperwork, Full Closure's Gone Wild, to the system. We're going to be adding, I believe, Captain Pete's here real soon. I've got all my documents in there, but you can add your own custom documents by taking whoever guru you subscribe to, take their document, which is usually Word, save it as an RTF, which is called Rich Text Format, and embed our merge fields. Once you've embedded our merge fields, you upload it to the system, create your cover sheet, view the documents, boom, they're autofilled. It's really that simple. So, Mike, if you want to advance through these slides, let's see what you put on the PowerPoint, and I'll kind of talk us through it. Okay, so what Mike's showing you now is the menus off to the side. And you can see custom documents, add a custom document, add custom fields, add custom cover sheet defaults, etc. This is where you come in there and add your own documents and your own categories and your own custom fields. We've got hundreds of fields already built into the database, but you can go in and add your own in case you want a field that we don't already offer. Okay? You'll also be able to access autofill directly from DFlow under the Documents tab. It's called Autofill. So the page that Mike's on right now should look familiar to you. We just integrated it into Deed Flow where you can get to these docs quickly. So earlier I was showing you the deed docs. Put your mouse over deal docs, Mike, right there. Then we just showed you deal photos. Tori showed you that. Now here we have autofill. So autofill is where you come for the first time, fill out all your paperwork by creating a cover sheet, then print your documents using your checklist, your short shell checklist, your wholesale checklist, whatever checklist of documents you've created. You print it out, autofilled. If you leave anything blank, you'll get it signed or filled in when you're at the house with the seller. If you're getting a deed on a short sale deal, you get all that. You get you take the autofill paperwork with you, get it signed at the kitchen table, get the deed, then hit the door, and you've got everything you need. Once you've got all those documents signed, what we do is fax them to ourselves using eFax. And eBax converts it to a PDF, which we upload into the deal docs page we showed you earlier. Then we can push that short sale package to our negotiator. Okay? It's real simple. What Mike is showing you is a pull-down menu with all the different categories of paperwork. So you've got my paperwork, you've got Kimberly's paperwork, whatever paperwork we've uploaded in the system that you have access to. So if you're not a Kimberly student, you won't have access to her paperwork, but you'll have access to my default paperwork and can upload your own. Go ahead, next slide. Then over to the side is where you can create these checklists. And when you choose a checklist that you've created,
it will check all the documents that you want to print down below so that you can click with the print, with the click of a single button.
Yeah, what I did here, Dustin, and my, this is my back office you've been looking at, is I created a customer notarized one. This is a packet that I email to the customer, and he signs it and goes get and gets it notarized. So that's just an email packet that I put together, so it's already auto-filled when I send it to the customer. And you can create as many auto checklists as you need.
Right. So Mike went into the system, created a checklist of the existing documents. He said, I want this one, this one, this one, and this one, to be able to print that out quickly and have the customer submit it. So he creates a PDF from these auto-filled documents, because you can print them as an RTF or as a PDF. Into the PDF, he can email it to the customer. They can print it out on their printer, notarize it, overnight it back to him, okay? Or fax it back to him, and then overnight the originals, whichever, okay? The screen showing you is where you add auto-fill documents. Go ahead, next. Okay, so that was kind of a summary of auto-fill. We're going to get into that and D-Flow that we just covered in great detail this weekend at our live training here in Atlanta. We're doing one of our three-day events. If you're a customer, it's free, so please come. We do have a few seats left. We only have room for 30 people in our office because this is at our office. It's not at a hotel. It's not seminar land. This is the real deal. And you can come down to our office. We'll show you how to do all this. All right, next slide, Mike. Now we're going to get into some exciting stuff. Did you want to jump in here and do these slides, Mike?
Yeah, I'll roll through here from here, Dustin, if you'd like me to. Just stay here so you can jump in. But the SEO upgrade is continually improving with the research that we're doing to get your website to the top of the search engines, and we're getting tremendous success with it. One of the things you can do with the SEO upgrade is you can add and promote YouTube videos. Yeah, sure, you can do it on YouTube, but this way you can do it on your own website to give your website the juice as opposed to giving YouTube that Google juice. You can add and promote online articles. Now, I know many of you, you know, to get better SEO rankings and get more leads, you write articles. But instead of submitting them to all the different article sites and bookmarking those and backlinking those bookmarks to those other article sites, now you can backlink to your website and give your website all the juice. You also can create and add individual page meta tags and permalinks for those pages as well. The meta tags is what you use as the property or as the page description, the page title, and it just tremendous juice for each one of your separate pages.
Yeah, so instead of using our built-in meta tags, which are the exact same on every single page by default, with the SEO upgrade, you can go in there and customize each page with its own individual meta tags. You can also create what's called a permalink. So instead of saying property.cfm question mark property ID equals 12345, you can actually have a fully qualified permalink path that's descriptive of the property that you're linking to and or the article you're linking to.
You can also add articles, properties to our national feeds. I'm going to show you some examples of those later on. We have Twitter feeds, Facebook feeds, and a multiple of other highly visible websites out there.
Absolutely. This is where two things happen. We create these feeds that you can use yourself as you see fit, but because you have our SEO upgrade, we automatically take those very same feeds and publish much of your content to our websites. And that list of websites is growing daily because unlike some of the other gurus and website techies out there, we're actually real estate investors and geeks. So we actually use our technology to promote our own home buying business. So that's why we're doing it. We're doing it for ourselves first. We're the guinea pig, and then we pass along all this education, all this training, everything we've learned to you to give you the juice as well.
And we can also create feeds for your own use. So if you have your own websites, your own feed aggregators, which you use to spread your articles and YouTube videos, properties, you can do this with the feeds with the SEO upgrade, and they spread out literally all over the Internet. You never know where they're going to show up.
Yeah, in case you don't know what a feed is, you might have heard of RSS. An RSS feed stands for Really Simple Syndication. You can take this feed of whatever items it is you're promoting and syndicate it
all over the internet automatically with no additional effort from you. So you can take one article and blast it out to multiple locations. In turn, other people pick up those feeds and syndicate it again and again and again. So you do it once, blast it out there to the sites that you put it on, then everybody else can take those feeds and do the same. We're going to show you a little sample of that tonight.
You can also have property templates now. When you, I'm going to show you a sample of the list in just a few minutes, but you can actually take a property, click a special link, and copy and paste the code directly into OLX.com, which is a classified site, Backpage.com, Craigslist, any other advertising site that you use. It's just a copy and paste.
Yeah, so there's two things we do. We can automatically take these feeds and syndicate them on the internet automatically. Okay? Next, there's a lot of other sites out there where we can't do it automatically. For example, Craigslist will not take our feed. OLX will not take our feed. Backpage will not take our feed. We need to get that property or that article on there somehow. Well, the easiest way to automate that is to log in and copy and paste it. Okay? So we're going to show you a preview of something that we just came out with this past week for ourselves, to beta test it on ourselves, that will shortly, within the next 3 to 6 weeks, hopefully be releasing to you as part of the SEO upgrades. We're going to give you a little preview of that tonight, how cool it is. And a lot of you guys might have heard of vflyer.com or what's the other big one, postlets.com. Both of those sites are primarily for realtors. So check this out. The realtor has it added into the MLS, their property, sometimes has to add it again into their own website, and then it has to go and add it again to Postlets and or to vflyers. They have to do these multiple entries. Well, because you're a super smart customer, you enter into your site one time, feeds go out and syndicate your articles, feeds go out and syndicate your properties, but at the same time, you can go onto your site soon and copy and paste your property flyer into Craigslist, into Backpage, into wherever you want to put it, okay? You don't have to recreate it. It's already done for you. You just copy and paste. We're going to show you that.
And last but not least, and believe me, there's more to the SEO upgrade than this. I just went over the highlights. We have what's called a website sitemap, and I have an image of that in a few more slides. And when I get to it, Dustin, I'm going to have you jump in and go through and explain that to everybody.
Okay.
Just the images of the back office, I just want to kind of point out to you a few things where the SEO upgrade is. It's in a real user-friendly menu. So you have web pages, videos, testimonials, downloads, bookmarks. Analytics is all in one easy-to-use location. You also have your feed manager, which I'll show you in a minute. But just to give you an example, let's just look at testimonials. On your website currently, when you add a testimonial, it's added as a page to your website, but it's not an individual page. What we did with testimonials now for the SEO upgrade is you'll notice that I can add my own keywords. I can add my own description. I can add my own title. And when that gets added to the website, I can display it as its own individual page, which gives it tremendous SEO juice because it's got its own description. It's like an individual page on the internet.
Yeah, by doing it this way, we give the article or testimonial, whatever pages we're talking about, the triple, what we call the triple juice. The title shows up in the very top of your browser in the title tag. It shows up in an H1 tag on the page, big bold letters. And then it shows up in the actual file path. It would be, in this example, very-happy-with-we-by-house-of-atlanta, okay, .cfm. So we give that page for those key phrases juice, in, like I said, in three different ways, which helps make that page show up very well on Google when people type in something related to that key phrase.
I'd just like to take a moment here and welcome Joe Fuchek to the call from Miami, a customer of ours for a long time. And welcome to the call, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, I hadn't seen or talked to you in a while until this past week when you inquired about those emails. Hopefully that all worked out for you.
And welcome Lisa Eisenhower as well. So continuing on, this is the testimonials page. And then we also have the sitemap. Now, this is where you'd add your article feeds. But, Dustin, this is the sitemap page. Notice real quickly how many feed views I've had, 2,949. And the sitemap is something that the search engines, it's not for humans, it's for the search engines. This is what it looks like. And Dustin, if you just go through here and just point out a few things.
I will. Can you go back a page real quick? I want to look at that again. How many views did you say you had?
2,949.
Well, that's for your articles. Below
Correct.
It is 480.
That's for, yeah. But
that sounds more like it, because Google should be crawling your sitemap a time or two per day. So if this sitemap has been turned on for several months for you, that's why it's 480, because it hits it a couple times a day. Plus, you're probably also getting spidered by Yahoo and some of the other search engines. That number is probably accurate. You're probably getting hit several times per day incrementing that counter. You can add this sitemap to Google Webmaster Tools, which is very similar to analytics, and get a bunch of stats related to your sitemap. However, you don't have to do that. That's how you tell Google the sitemap exists. However, we put it in the meta tags up at the top of your page, so Google was going to find it anyway. I'm going to find it real quick. So you don't actually have to create a Webmaster Tools account, but you certainly can. So what Mike is circling is the page ranks. I'll take that back. I don't want to call them page ranks, but the priority of your pages. So obviously the most important page on your site is the home page. It's got a rank of 1. Everything else is below 1. It's 0.8, 0.6, 0.5, etc. So all the material that you add to your site and add new pages, when you add new articles, add new testimonies, add new videos, all that new material, we give it a very high priority because it's fresh. It's current. Therefore, we put it on the top of the page so that when Google crawls your site, it will show up on the search engines rather quickly. All of your lower priority pages, which existed for years, such as your foreclosure page or your Who We Are pages, those have been out there for years and they don't change that often. Therefore, they would have a lower priority because they've been there forever. Okay? So your newest pages will show up at the top of your sitemap. And this is the sitemap we give to Google to crawl. We give this to Yahoo to crawl. So they can quickly come to your site and see what's new and what's fresh and rank you that way accordingly.
And we can add a number of different types of feeds. Article feeds, I do have, I should have created some video feeds because I have some videos. But you can create as many different feeds here for these different categories as you like. Now, the example that I've shown here is the article feed. So when you go to add an article to your website, it can be very brief, or it can be as long as you want it to be. There's no dictation or any rules that you have to follow here, other than you add a nice, strong item title that will show up for the search engines, a good key phrase title, the summary to your article, the page content, and then your SEO keywords.
Now, let's stop there for a moment. We're going to create a feed for this that's going to show your title and your summary that we're going to blast out, that we're going to syndicate for you on Twitter, Facebook, and various other websites automatically. So that's what we're going to show is the summary and the title. That's why those two elements are very, very important, because that's what's going to get blasted out. The actual page content is going to show up on your site. Okay, so that's what people will read once they get back to your site. But we're going to publish and syndicate the summary and the title. Plus, you can take the feed that's created and do it yourself. You can pull it into Twitter, you can pull it into Facebook, you can pull it into wherever you want, to any site that will take your feed.
Yesterday, just go over the power of this. Yesterday, I added an article: why sell your house fast if you're in sell your house fast when you're in foreclosure or something like that. And I showed Dustin, some guy in Atlanta searched how to sell my house fast and prevent foreclosure, and that small little article, that small little summary, was number one on the search engine. So this stuff was real powerful stuff. It really does work.
And one of the reasons it goes to the top of Google so quickly is it's local and it's fresh and it's relevant. Okay? This page hadn't been out there forever. It's brand new and Google likes that. Hey, I'm going to show you what's new. And if you give that page the juice, bookmark and do the other things we teach you to do, it will stay out there, stay very well ranked for a very long time.
And then after you add your article, you'll see all the different articles that I've added to my website. I have 29 of them in total. And all those 29 articles are syndicated out on the Internet on feeds, on different websites that we've created, and a lot of other sources as well.
So in addition to these properties being in a feed, these articles are actually new pages on Mike's website. So these are new pages.
he actually has a link on his sidebar that says articles. And you click it, you'll see all these articles. They show up in the sitemap as well, so Google will crawl them. Okay? Plus, we syndicate them.
And there it is on the public side of my website. There's my link called Articles, and it has all my articles. Now, you see it says Next up here. After you've added 20 different articles, then it will create another page for you. Earlier, Dustin was sharing with you the title and the summary. This title and summary is what we're going to spread out all over the Internet on our feeds as part of the SEO upgrade.
Right. So don't be alarmed if you add more than 20 articles and they get pushed to the second page. They're still in your sitemap. All of your permalinks out there all over the Internet still work and take them to that page. But remember, this is not so much for people here to come and just simply browse your articles. It's for us to push your articles out all over the Internet, get them to read it out there somewhere, and come back to your website and fill out your questionnaire. Okay? That's the purpose. But if you click on any of these articles, they'll take you to the article page, and there's usually a form down below the article where they can fill out their lead information unless you turn it off.
And if that just happens to be the next page. This is the article page. Down below, I do have the three-step questionnaire turned on. But Dustin was talking about a permalink. So when you create your article, it's your website domain name, articles. But then you can, like, can you stop foreclosure, which is, again, so keyword sensitive for the search engine. So it's in my link, we call a permalink, and it's also in my title. So I have can you stop foreclosure, can you stop foreclosure, can you stop foreclosure. So it's big keywords throughout the website.
So let me quickly show you the triple juice I was talking about. Mike, if you can put your mouse over the title, this is the title tag up top, can you stop foreclosure, in plain English. He's got the permalink highlighted, can you stop foreclosure, in machine-readable language that Google can read. It's also the H1 tag at the top of the page. Plus, he mentioned that keyword throughout his article. So if they type in anything related to you stop foreclosure or a variety, or just a variety of words that have to do with foreclosure, they're likely to find this page. This page should rank rather well in the Atlanta area for foreclosures, and that's what we want. We don't care if we're number one in California when we're buying houses in Georgia. We want to rank number one here in our own backyard, and this is one of the ways we do it.
And I just wanted to point out, they are very, very sensitive to the search engines. Now, I really doubt someone's going to type in We Buy Houses Atlanta articles, but here is the articles page that actually shows right up. Underneath that, you'll see another one of my articles, and these are also my articles right here. So, you know, you type in We Buy Houses articles, and I think I rank pretty well. And one of the reasons, Dustin, that I've noticed about this, there's nobody else out there really doing this stuff except the people that are taking our SEO course, and they're all ranking at the top of the search engines as well, because we're doing the little things that other investors or real estate agents, for that matter, are not doing.
Well, the stuff we're getting into right now, feeds and all this, probably only 1% of investors, if that, are doing this. And those who are going to dominate their local markets. So had Mike typed in We Buy Houses Atlanta, We Buy Houses Atlanta, Georgia, Stop Foreclosure Atlanta, he's very likely to be somewhere on the first page, if not dominate the first page if he does this repeatedly. And we've showed you many, many examples in our past power hours of how we would dominate our local market because we do articles, bookmarking, videos, etc. We dominate the whole page for common search phrases and right here in our backyard.
And earlier I was saying, you know, why give these other article sites all the juice? You know, it's URL.biz, URL.biz. That's a great site to post an article at, but people click it, URL gets all the juice. Up here you'll notice that my website is where people click for that article, and they go there. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't post articles on these other companies' websites because you want those backlinks, but this way you get the juice from those articles.
In fact, you do all of the above. We do post to all these other sites. And the more big name sites with big page ranks that we post to, the more they pull our listing, they pull our little site up, 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 so that it too eventually gets to the top of the search engines. For example, if we were to go bookmark a site or put an article out there tonight, we need it to number one on Google. However, it may not be our site. It's our article it links back to us, but it's on URL.biz. It's number one, okay? But if we keep doing what Mike's talking about, what we're doing here, it pulls our site up so that it, too, starts getting on the first page and then eventually above the fold. And eventually number one is a couple examples he just showed you.
All right, next, on the public side of your website, you'll notice I have a tab for videos. I was sharing with you earlier that you can get your video to YouTube videos. In fact, not just YouTube, any video service that you use out there, you can upload to the website. Now, one of the nice things here is, again, you can create a permalink to give this juice. So I did a video, we can help stop your foreclosure. And at the top, you'll see again, like Dustin pointed out earlier, here's the title at the very top left, we can help stop foreclosure. And then again, it's in the permalink, we can stop your foreclosure, and it's in the title of my video. So instead of YouTube getting all the hits to my video, I get several hits that go directly to my website because it's very search engine sensitive again. So just more juice, more traffic to your website.
But remember, YouTube hosts this video out on their server. You've also embedded it on your web page. Plus, you've probably taken it and put it on TubeMogul and got it out there on all kinds of video sites. Well, which one is going to show up well on Google? It just depends. Which one's Google going to choose? It may be your site. It may be YouTube. It may be Viddler. Who knows? The point is you've got a bunch of them out there all leading back to your website where you can capture that seller's information or that buyer. It all works together.
And next is the feeds, and that's going to segue us into the feeds part of this. The feeds are created anytime you add. Like if I had video feeds added to here, I'd also have a video feed. These are my We Buys Houses Atlanta articles, and that's that feed. The video feed would be underneath it. We have several other feeds you can create. But I'm going to segue into that right now. In fact, I'm going to go. I believe we're going to go live on the Internet. Yes, we are. So let's go ahead and go and do some live stuff here that is pretty darn powerful stuff. First, I just want to segue. We have a lot of different sites out there. This is just a sample of one where we post properties. You'll see a feed over here to the right. This is the for houses for sale. That's latest Georgia deals, which I need to fix a typo on there. Latest Florida house deals. So we have feeds coming in, state, city, however you want to do it. The nice thing about this is you can do it so easily to multiple different websites with a click of a button.
And Mike just showed you Florida deals, and what were the other ones?
It was Georgia.
Yeah. Well, let's just use Florida example. We don't currently have any houses in Florida that are in this feed. All these properties are our SEO upgrade customers. When they load their property into their feed, which is done automatically, if you have it turned on, it automatically goes out to our feeds instantly. So they can put one property on their website. It'll syndicate to wherever they put their feed, but it also at the exact same time syndicates to all of our sites, okay, instantly. And that's how we push these properties all over the Internet. So we're just showing you one example of where we're pushing this property via a feed to Mike's WordPress site.
Yeah, and real quick, Dustin, I'm here. Let me change the spelling to Georgia so it's spelled right. Just wanted to do that real quick, okay? That's done. The other thing Dustin's done is on your property pages. You can go to any property page. This is coming out soon for the SEO upgrade.
Yes.
Within a couple weeks. What you can do is you can go to a property, any property, and you click print. As soon as you click print, it pops up your print page where you can print this page.
And this is your normal everyday flyer that you've had out there for years. This happens to only reside right now at 1 Hour Home Buyers because this is where we're demoing it. This is where we're beta testing it. But you'd hit the print flyer like you always have to print up a flyer for your information box. Okay? Well, what we've done is we've made the flyer prettier so it looks nicer, and we've created a feature where you can copy and paste it into Craigslist, Backpage, OLX, etc. Your blog, wherever you want to paste this thing to. Okay? So what Mike did was he opened up the print flyer, put in a little keyword to show these flyers at the top of the page if you'll put your mouse across them. So let's go ahead and click on the first flyer, Mike. I'm not sure whose property this is. This is probably one of Kimberly Frank's properties down in Orlando, Florida. Okay? So this is a fixed-width flyer for Craigslist, Backpage, etc. It's fixed-width. Okay? So go ahead and copy that code, Mike.
And next, you should have an account for olx.com if you don't already. Backpage.com are fantastic for the search engines. So I've already set this up. This is We Buy Houses 1 week, one of my accounts in OLX. And what I do is I just go to post a classified ad. And it says I put in the zip code, and it pulls up Orlando, Florida. I can even go neighborhood specific if I wanted to. I choose my category, real estate, houses, apartments for sale, pretty simple stuff. Just click continue. So really, I've done this so far. I think it was only two clicks to get into here. But here's where I can add what Dustin created with the HTML templates. I click HTML on this particular template here that they use. I just click update, paste it in there. There's the template. Now what I do, and you're completely, you can do whatever you want to do here, but I go Orlando house for sale, or however you want to do it. It's totally up to you, okay? And then I'm going to put in the address. Let me just put caps here to make it look better. And then, boom, paste the address. Now, I'll bet you anything, in about an hour, if you do a search for 2730 Eagle Cannon Drive, it's going to show up at the very top of the search engine.
It is probably already out there because it's on your site. It's on our site. It's in Kimberly's feed. This is probably one of our customers. Probably it's probably on their website. It's probably already out there somewhat. But now it's going to show up as OLX because OLX has a very high page rank with Google. So when it posts something new, Google shows it.
All right. So let me show you what this ad looks like. And we're talking to you, but if I wasn't talking to you, I could literally have done that in about 15 to 20 seconds. That's how quick it takes. And now I have a very nice classified ad that's on OLX, which, again, I can do this to Backpage, Craigslist, all the other ones. And notice we have a backlink to your website.
Is that hot or what?
We have a backlink to your website. We have more properties.
Go and turn on your backlink.
Well, just to show you what this is, I have what's called SEO upgrade added to my Firefox. I'm going to hide what's called readable or unreadable backlinks. It's called no follows. And the search engines don't follow these links. So you'll see where it turns red, where those are no follows.
Now, I want to explain something. Certain websites put no follows on everything. However, Google might not follow it and give you credit for it. Humans follow them. So on this site, OLX has blocked out many of our followable links, which is okay because humans follow it. And that's okay. If you were to look at this page on 1 Hour Home Buyers in that other window, Mike, I'm going to show you something real quick. Not that one. Just minimize that one. The original page. Right there. Okay, now turn on your no follows. For the first time ever, put your mouse over the company name. You'll notice the company name is a followable link on my site, 1 Hour Home Buyers. Go and give it a click. So I'm giving you a followable backlink that Google will pick up. When we post this article on Backpage, they'll give you a followable link. See how it's linking to Kimberly's site? You can go ahead and close out of there. Had we done this to Backpage, that link, several of them on the page would be followable. Now, some of them we've deliberately made them no follow because they're irrelevant. Sending Google to your contact us page is not very important. Sending Google to your, wherever, some of these links just don't matter. So we send them back to your home page. We send them back to our property page. We send them back to strategic locations that will give those pages the juice. So that was an example of actually publishing, copying and pasting this on the OLX, which is the same as Craigslist, which is the same as Backpage. Now Mike's going to show you how to push this property to the home page of your blog, in this case Mike's blog, using flyer number 2.
Kimberly wouldn't be there. The other one is the Twitter.com short sales. It's there, too, for us. We created that. So every time that you put a and Dustin's just jumping up and down here. He has his name right here. That's one of his twits because he's put this on his Twitter. I'll just click that so you can kind of take a look and see what we're talking about.
Well, the point is of this page, we dominate this page for that property address. Every single one of those, there may be an exception or two, of those listings were somehow related to us and our customers. That's why I'm jumping up and down. That's why I'm excited, because we're getting your properties out there automatically whether you know it or not.
All right, so, I mean, I could go through. Here's short sale deals, which is another one of our Twitter sites. Here's one-hour home buyers. So, folks, there's no reason why you can't get your properties out there on the Internet. We'll spread them around for you. All you need to do is learn how to use this SEO upgrade. It's very simple, and, bam, do you have some power.
So the only people we're doing this for is our SEO upgrade folks. Okay, now Mike's going to show you how to post this property quickly to Digo, which in turn pushes it to all of Mike's blogs.
Okay. Yeah, I have dozens of blogs out there, and for me to maintain every one of them with articles and stuff is it would be a full-time job. With everything else that I'm doing, it would be an impossible job. So what I do is you'll notice on my dashboard here on this particular account, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different or 4 different WordPress accounts. Well, as I slide down the page, I have a property here. I added this for Steve Banus this morning just to show him an example of what we're doing. Sliding down the page further, we have houses for sale. This is look familiar? It's property. It's a template from that Dustin created from your website.
Yeah, that's when we pushed live last night during our SEO 102 class.
Okay. So let's go back to our flyers. Now, in this particular case, because this is a WordPress page, Dustin created a different type of a template for you, and this width is 100%. It stretches to the size of your page. If you have a very thin page, it'll come thin. If it's a wide page, it'll go wide. And that's important, especially for your WordPress pages. So I'm going to do something using Digo. And if you're not familiar with Digo, I introduced it to our SEO class last night. I have in my toolbar up at the top, I'm going to go View, Toolbars, and there's one I installed, what's called a Digo Toolbar. And if I can, there it is, Digo Toolbar. So I'm going to open it up. In the Digo Toolbar, and if you're going to do this, there's Digo Sticky Notes, which are a pain in the butt sometimes. That come on your web pages, but you can get rid of those. But with the Digo toolbar, there's a push to Twitter, and there's a push to Facebook. Now, the way we teach this is you don't necessarily have to push it to Twitter because it's going to go there anyway. I don't want to get into that now, but trust me, it goes there anyway.
We'll show you in a few minutes.
I'm going to push this to a blog. So using Digo, it opens up, and it shows me all these different blogs that I have. Now, in this example that I'm using, I am only using one blog that is for selling houses. But this is what Digo pulled in. I'd have to sit here and create this whole thing myself. But all I'm going to do is click source. I'm going to go back to Dustin's template, copy that code. You don't have to know HTML. And I'm going to paste it right in here. Let's go back. There it is right there. And look, it even pulled in the title, Great Home Deals. I like to copy the address and put it in here just to give it a little extra juice. Let's say somebody drives by your property and they go home, they look online, they saw a for sale sign, they look it up, boom, you're right at the top, it drives them right to your website. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to simply select the blog that I want to send this to. So I have We Buy Houses 1 Week, We Buy Houses Blogger, We Buy Houses Network, We Buy Houses Atlanta, Great Home Deals. That's the blog I want to push it to. And I'm going to put it into We Sell Houses category. And I'm just going to click send. And, folks, that's how easy it is. And when I do, just think if you had 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 different blogs that you're using, once you set them up, they run themselves. And that's the whole idea. So that's last night. The one lead I got from Atlanta came from one of my blogs, just what I'm showing you right now. And it says here, post successfully. So let's go take a look. Here's what we looked at previously, and I had Steve Banus's article about his property right at the top here. But let me refresh this page. And, again, with no effort other than a copy, paste, send, and with GoToWebinar, it slows down my computer a little bit. But let's refresh this page. There it is. And then slide down the page, and looky, what's there? 2730 Eagle Drive South.
Now, we told you how feeds can automate these pushes, but we can't always fully automate it because Craigslist won't let us. Backpage won't let us. Therefore, we've made it as simple as possible to copy-paste. So that's what we've done here. So if you can turn back on those no-follows now, you should see that some of these links are deliberately followable. Okay? Notice the company name is a followable link. Okay? Because our WordPress blog doesn't make everything non-followable. So these are, I've left certain links on there here deliberately followable to give wherever you're pointing to the juice. So in this case, these links lead back to 1 Hour Home Buyers to give it juice. When your property flyers are released in the next few weeks, for those of you who have the SU upgrade, it'll give your site the juice because it all points back to you. So sometimes it'll be followable, sometimes it won't, depending on where you post it. But isn't that pretty neat how we can quickly copy this link there? And look down below your property flyer, Mike. You'll also note that I'm promoting your buying site. Okay, this article is to sell your property, but these followable links down below would be promoting your buy site as well. Your buy site and your sell site within the same article. Okay? So those will actually take you back to 1 Hour Home Buyers buying pages. So that's a new feature, and those are deliberate backlinks that I put in there and put them down on the bottom of the page on purpose. Not so much for humans to click, but for Google to give you the juice.
And I'll point out here, I mean, you're more than welcome to go there and create all the different blogs you want, but keep in mind, we do this for you with the SEO upgrade. This one here is just for the Southeast. I have Florida, Georgia, South Carolina. I have other blogs that are for California and New York. So, I mean, they're all I'm state-specific, so I can give you a lot more power when people do searches rather than just have the entire country on one page. This is pretty specific stuff.
And if you're a member of our SEO 101 and 102 training, we spend well over 48 hours showing you how to do all this. We just got off our call last night, 2 hours. 2 hours per week teaching you how to do this week after week after week. So it's we teach you as you go. We teach you as you grow so that you can do these things each week. Do your homework. Come back next week. Do more homework. Come back next week. And steadily see your page rank going up and up and up, and steadily seeing all your lead flow start to increase. So we built lead flow for you. Now we're showing you how we pump all the leads into the system, and then when we have a product for sale, how we pump all the buyers, get all the buyers to see our properties and put them on the contract quickly.
In fact, yeah, I should point out, I do this exact same thing with the articles that I do. I push articles into my blogs as well for when we buy houses. And once they go into one of my blogs, then they go straight into Twitter. We've set it up so that you just do something one time. We copy, paste, send, and boom, it gets sent to our WordPress accounts, it gets sent to our Twitter accounts, and it gets sent to our business Facebook accounts.
Now, before we get into Twitter, Mike, I want to go back to that 1 Hour Home Buyer page. I want to show you two more quick features before we show you the Twitter feeds. Any of those properties we were just on. Just pick one at random. All right. Give it a second for the page to load. There's a couple more features I want to show you of this particular page before we leave. Will you please post this property to Facebook?
I'd be more than happy to post this property to Facebook. If you'd like me to do it from here, I'll do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I want you to use your Add This toolbar.
Yeah, again, this is something we teach people in the SEO upgrade that we're doing, the SEO course, I should say, is how to push your stuff to different places on the Internet. Well, here's Facebook right here. So I'm just going to click Facebook, and it automatically will take – if I'm not logged in, it will ask me to log in, but I think I'm already logged in. But notice what's going to happen here. This is pretty cool stuff. It imports the picture. This looks like it's static, meaning it just pulled that in. But watch this. You put your mouse over here and click it, and I can edit that. I put my mouse over here, I click it, I can edit that.
Now, what I did was I optimized the 1 Hour Home Buyer page with some Facebook tags so that 90% of the time it will pull in the correct image. 90% of the time it will pull in the correct title and the description so that you don't have to edit it. However, Mike and I will teach you that every time you repost one of these properties, we want you to spin the title a little bit. We want you to spin the description a little bit so that it'll appear separately yet together on Google. you don't want to use the exact same phrase over and over and over again. You want to spin it slightly so that no matter what people type in, they're likely to find your article or your post. So Mike didn't have to technically edit anything, and this article is ready to be submitted with a click of a single button. So he clicked Facebook, and then he clicked Submit. It's that simple, and pushes this property to Facebook. So if you want to push it real quick and show them where it will land, you can. Now, one reason we're pushing these to Facebook manually rather than with the feed is because the photo will show up. Okay? So we do this once manually. It gets a photo on Facebook. Meanwhile, our feeds kick in and will rotate these properties through Facebook over time without a photo because it's just a feed. This way, we can actually have the photo. So you can see on Mike's page where the house is now on his – is that your wall? Can you click on your wall?
That is my personal page, yes.
Click on your wall. It's not only here, but it'll also appear on Mike's wall. And if you're one of Mike's followers, it'll appear on your homepage momentarily before it rotates off the page. But it'll stick on Mike's wall for a little bit of time, and there it is. And we know photos sell. Photos are much more clicked on Facebook. That's how we push this property to Facebook quickly. So you can easily create yourself a little checklist of what to do, how to push your property out there every time you have a new one that you put under contract and need to sell it. You can create your little checklist how to push these out there. Now let's go back to that one-hour home buyer page. I want to show them one more thing about how to manually tweet that listing. So once again, will you hit the Add This toolbar and hit Tweet or Twitter?
Yeah, I don't have it added to mine simply because when I click it one time, it automatically goes in, but I'll click it.
That's fine. Just click Twitter. That's
yeah.
Click and right you'll here. Notice we've got to add this toolbar built into One Hour Home Buyers. We've showed you how you can add it to your site, too, so that your customers can click it. Okay? You'll notice up at the top of the page, it says it automatically pulled in the address. Now, Mike's going to tweak it. He doesn't have to, but he's going to tweak it a little bit. And this is how you manually quickly post that property to Twitter. Okay, so that's the manual way to do it. So once he publishes it, go ahead. There it is. And click your link. And let's see where it takes you. It'll automatically create a tiny URL or a bit.ly, one of those little small URLs, and takes you right back to the flyer, your online flyer. Now, I showed you that in order to show you the next step where it's fully automated. So, Mike, if you will, please go back to Twitter/WeBuyHousesUSA. And by the way, we created this Twitter account 5 days ago and already have 1,200-something followers. Okay? Now, if you will look at this page and if Mike will scroll down slightly, you'll see the second listing says Twitter feed right here. Go ahead and click on that link. This was automatically pulled in from those property feeds that I talked to you about earlier. So we're waiting for the page to load. It's going to be on that tab. What did you click?
Twitter feed.
Oh, no, I didn't want you to click Twitter feed. I want you to click the property link. My bad. Twitter feed is the feed burner we use to push those feeds into Twitter. That's a whole other conversation.
Want to click my article, or do you want to click a property?
Yeah, I want you to click a property first. These are feeds. These are the article feeds we talked about earlier. These are the property feeds we talked about earlier that we're pulling in to Twitter via Twitter feed. So he clicked that link on my Twitter account, who is taking the Kimberly site, okay, which is what we're supposed to take him. Some of them will go to One Hour Home Buyer. Some of them will go to your site. Some of them will go to our site if you're an SEO customer. Go ahead and click on that next lead. It says this is an article feed. Mike publishes his articles on his site. This could be his site or it could be another one of our customers. And where is it taking us? To We Buy House Atlanta, Georgia, directly back to his article. Now, please go back to Twitter, One Hour, We Buy Houses USA real quick. So let's take a look at this page real quick and go to your profile page. I'll explain this to you real quick, what's been happening while we've been on this call. We've been here with you an hour and a half now and have not been posting to Twitter. So the top one is the one he just published live. You're a witness. The second one is a house that was Kimberly's posted from Twitter feed 20 minutes ago. The one below it is Mike's article that was published 44 minutes ago when we were on this call automatically. Below it is another property from Twitter feed and so on. Now look at the one he's getting his mouse over right now. Mike and Dustin are doing our next Super Smart Power Hour webinar in 10 minutes. Okay, I published that 10 minutes manually just before this call. And I published it once, and I sent it out to all my Twitter accounts. And a couple of them ended up on Facebook. Okay? A couple of them could have ended up on Mike's blogs if he had his little Twitter widget installed. So the point is I can publish one time, whether it be a tweet or a property or an article, and syndicate it to all these sites. And I only showed you one Twitter site. We only showed you one Facebook account. We only showed you one of our blogs. And that is the power of syndication. That is the power of Super Smart. That is the power of our SEO upgrade and what we can help do for you.
You know, companies that promise foreclosure help is a pretty busy word on the Internet. But you'll see that when we bookmark, that's my article. That's simpy.com. That's my username. Sliding down the page, here's the Who Buys Houses WordPress account. And the thing I want to point out to everybody is that's one of those sites I do not maintain. I built it. I built that 6 months ago, and I haven't touched it since I built it. And you can do the same thing. That's what we're teaching you to do. But because I've had mine out there and I've been feeding so much content into it continuously, this website's getting up on the search engines. And if you go through here, that article that Google pulled up is probably just very short and brief. So it doesn't take much to get on the top of the search engine when you're doing the stuff consistently. And that's, one person, a company like yours, you may not have 300 properties. You may not have, 3,000 properties. You might not have 580 articles. So what we do for you is we take your articles that you do produce and we put them into an active feed. The more active it is, the more powerful it is for you. Yeah, are you going to be on other – I try to make it so that you're state or tri-state local. Yeah, you're sharing it with other people, but who cares? It's because you're all doing it together that gives you the extra juice and the extra visibility. They rotate. So the SEO upgrade comes with all these neat tools, and we're really excited about it because it's getting everybody to the top of the search engines.
So this – what we've been showing you is the stuff that we're doing for our SEO upgrade customers. You can take the same technology, these same tools, and put it on your Twitter account where you're on there all by yourself. Or you can ask us for our feed because you only have a couple properties and you want to make yourself look bigger than you are. You can import our feed into your Twitter account or your Facebook account and help the rest of your buddies out, help the rest of us out by helping us promote our properties and or our articles and or our ads.
I'd be remiss if I didn't say thank you to Marielle for helping us design the backgrounds to our pages. Good job. I appreciate that.
And Tori was on the call earlier. I want to thank her for helping out with the deed flow, with the property photos we just showed you. And we've been working on some of these feeds and stuff for months, so I want to thank her as well.
I wanted to show them your one-hour page, Dustin. That's 1 hour right there. We buy houses 1 hour. Watch how many followers Dustin has, and he just started this account recently. He's already has 4,516 followers.
I do want to say this. I've had this account for, let's say, 4, 5, 6 months. I forget how long. I only started using it about a month or two ago heavily. However, if you go to We Buy Houses USA or We Buy Houses ATL, we set those accounts up. One of them was 5 days old. The other one's like 6 days old. We set those up as part of our SEO homework, SEO 102. So as of last night on our call, I had exactly 1,000 followers. Today I have 1,269. So it's rising rapidly as we get out there and push our content out on the Internet. The We Buy Houses Atlanta, I believe, is trailing slightly behind. But it's probably getting close to 1,000, I believe. So you can amass some followers rather quickly using some of the strategies we teach if you're part of our SEO 101 and 102 training.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. If you have any questions about this, and we do, so let me go through some of these questions. Vasil asks, for those of us with auto HUD, do you answer that one already? Okay. So I guess we don't have any other questions. So I'll just roll into our current specials and current events that we're doing now.
If you do have any questions,
We're going to answer them at the end of the call, which is coming up in just a few short minutes. So go ahead and send any additional questions you had from our presentation, and we'll get those answered right before we sign off. But Mike's going to show you, since we've been talking about some of this stuff, the costs involved, and tell you a little bit about our upcoming training.
DeedFlow is currently in beta testing. We have Dustin and Tori have, and all of our people have helped us put input into it. I've been working on it, gosh, now for 4, 5, 6 months at least. But we released it a little less than 30 days ago. The retail price will eventually be $1,995. Now, earlier somebody was mentioning a competitor. I think theirs is $79.95 a month, and
it's $89 and $189,
yeah,
depending on which package you get.
Well, our retail is going to be $19.95 and $20.95 a month, but if you'd like to get it now, while it's still in beta testing, the get it now price is $995 and $10 a month. So it will save you a considerable amount over time to get that now. I did put this offer expires October 31st. That's not necessarily in stone. That's kind of up to Dustin, but I put that there to let you know that when Dustin says that beta testing, get it now, price is over, it's over. It's going to $19.95.
Correct. And we won't apologize for our price because our stuff is obviously the best around. I do want to emphasize that DeedFlow comes with the contact manager and AutoHUD. We call it DeedFlow Pro. We also have a version called DeedFlow Lite, which doesn't come with AutoHUD, doesn't come with Contact Manager, and it has less features than the DeedFlow Pro. And it also comes with a basic standard buy site and sell site that's $9.95. So that's for people who want to get started and don't have a very big budget. They can get started as low as $9.95, and I believe the cost is $69.95 a month for what we call DeedFlow Lite. But most of the people on the call already have our websites, so they would probably want to get DeedFlow Pro.
AutoFill 3 is retail price is $1,495. Version 1, I think, was $9.95, and version 2 was $12.95, version 3 is $14.95. Well, a special Get It Now price is $995 and $10 a month. We also have SEO upgrade. The SEO upgrade retail is $695 and $10 a month. We continually add to it. In fact, this just about 2 months ago was $495. Before that, when we first released it, it was less than that. But what we want to do is we're going to continue to grow, continue to add real neat features for everybody. And I'm going to let Dustin and I talked about this today. We're going to let you get this and get started for a Get It Now price of $395. And, folks, that is not going to last long at that price because of all the neat features that we're adding to it.
Yeah, so let me give you a little preview of what's coming. You know when you buy any of our upgrades, you pay for it once, you get all the upgrades to it for life at no extra charge. So that's why you want to get in now and get in light. If you wait, the price goes up, and then you have to pay at a higher price and then get it for free for the rest of life. So we recommend you get in now because this price probably will go up to $9.95 because nobody's got this stuff that we're talking about that we just showed you. Nobody. Not in our industry. They may sooner or later, but you know it's not going to be as good as ours. It's not going to be all tied together. Like I said, we put in a lot of time and effort in this. We think it's pretty slick, and it's working very well for us. So some of the things on tonight's call that are have been recently added to the SEO upgrade are the Twitter feeds. We just added Twitter feeds about, 2 weeks ago? So that's new. It comes with the SEO upgrade. The SEO upgrade started off as the video upgrade, okay? Then we added all the feed manager into it. Now we're adding Twitter into it, Twitter feeds. Property feeds are in there. Shortly, we're going to be adding Google Base to it, where you can syndicate your properties to Google Base. We've been working with getting your properties into Zillow, and Tori's standing right here, and I'm giving her the eye. We're working on getting your properties into Zillow. Right now, Zillow's been the holdup. So when you publish your property, it gets updated into Zillow. We're working on that. That should hopefully be out within the next few weeks, hopefully. We'll see. But then we'll continue to find partners where we can push your properties to their sites as well, their portal sites. So that's coming soon. The copy and paste flyers that I showed you with 1 Hour Home Buyers will be added to your sites here shortly.
if you have the SEO upgrade. Okay? When that comes out, the price probably will have already gone up by then. That's why we're suggesting you get it now, so you get that for free, no additional charge. And then whatever else we dream up that we think will benefit you, we'll continue to add it because that's what we do.
And our current events, currently, we mentioned it throughout the call, we're doing our SEO 102, the Search Engine Optimization 102 course. It's 6 weeks with a bonus week 7. And it's full of online optimization and lead generating techniques that we do. It runs from October 12th, it's already started, through to November 23rd. It runs each Monday at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And also, when you sign up for SEO 102, 102 implies that it's slightly more advanced than 101. If you sign up 102, you also get to go back and review 102.
Yeah.
Okay?
And it's continued from where we left off from SEO 101.
Which was the feeds. We left off with feeds.
So SEO 101 was teaching you how to write powerful articles, put them online to get noticed on the search engines, and then what do you do with them? Well, then we put them into feeds. So you get the entire 12 hours of 101 plus the continued SEO 102, which we're doing now, and you can join us for the next 4 weeks and join us live. But, you get the recorded versions we've already done. And, folks, that's only $695. One deal pays for it. In fact, one of our customers from Texas just emailed me yesterday or the day before and was excited because he got his first lead from his SEO, and it paid for it over and over and over.
Yeah, that's just a fraction of one deal. So we left off in 101 with feeds. We picked up with feeds in 102. We're talking about Twitter now. We're talking about Facebook. Much of what we just showed you tonight. We're going to be talking about pushing videos out. We kind of alluded to it tonight. Now we're doing these copy and paste flyers. We're doing all kinds of things we can do to get you more leads for buyers and or sellers, and it's very simple. It may be a little geeky to set up, but once you set it up, it can be pretty much fully automated. We're going to show you how to do it.
And it's not something that we can teach you in 2 or 3 days. Because we teach you, you have to do a little bit of homework. You do your homework, come back the next week. You can watch it on video, replay it. And then after the course is over, you're done. I mean, for the most part, all you'll need to do is just a few little things like post an article now and then. Your properties, you do it anyway. So, heck, it's already done for you. The system's done. It's automated. So, listen, here's what's going on here. We have SuperSmart Live Training. It's this weekend. It's our SuperSmart high-tech home buying and selling training event. We're going to cover everything that we've talked about tonight, but in much greater detail. Make sure that you understand how to use these things. Bring your laptops. This event is no charge, but that's for SuperSmart customers. There's a $100 seat reservation fee for everybody so that we do have limited space. So we want to make sure that those that reserve their seats do come. So that's a $100 seat reservation fee, and that is non-refundable for non-SuperSmart customers. But non-SuperSmart customers, you're welcome to come. But if you're spying on what we're doing, then there's a $100 non-refundable. Share you our tricks. But for our customers, there's no charge. So, folks, that is the end of my presentation that we put together for you. And if we have any other questions, Dustin is going to address them now. But for me, folks, I'm turning it over to Dustin. Thank you very much for tuning in, and God bless. And I hope to see you at this next SuperSmart training event. You can register online at supersmartwebprofits.com for any of these specials. You see it on the left-hand side. Any questions, please call me direct, as many of you do, at 678-957-0220. Extension 2. Good night, everybody.
This turned out to be a super smart double power hour. We're almost at the two-hour mark. We appreciate everybody staying on the line, too. Everybody who's on the call pretty much has stayed, and they're still on the call right now. A lot of people usually are petering out around an hour, so we appreciate everybody staying on. We hope it was a powerful power hour for you and that you really enjoyed it, and we encourage you to come to our three-day event that's this weekend in our office. This is not seminar land. This is the real deal, real investors doing the things we're talking about. Every time we have this event, it changes. It's usually never the same twice. We may cover some of the same material, but then day two and day three, we totally break out into whole new areas that we haven't covered before. That's why we encourage all of our customers to come back. There's a $100 reservation fee,
in case you don't show up, because we only have 30 seats. Hopefully you'll let us keep some of that money and or apply it to a new upgrade that you purchase when you come to our event, because that's all we – it's not a pitch fest or anything like that. We'll occasionally bring in a guest speaker. Last time we brought in Kimberly Frank. Before that, we brought in Captain Pete. They didn't actually come in. They were on the big screen. We were doing it via GoToWebinar, and they told us about what we're doing. But on this event, we're going to be getting much more into SEO. We're going to be getting into feeds. We're going to be getting into deed flow. We're going to be getting into Autofill 3 and showing you how to do all this. So there's only so much we can teach you in SEO 101 or 102 2 hours per week. There's only so much we can teach you on these Super Smart Power Hours a couple times a month, okay? So we encourage you to come down to our office and let us show you how we do it right here in our office where we do it. A lot of our other power users come to the event, and they will tell you what they've been doing, what's been working for them in their neck of the woods. So we're really looking forward to seeing a lot of our favorite customers this weekend, and hope you two will join us. Mike, do we have any questions come in?
Here you go.
Okay, we'll cover that later. Any additional questions, let us know. Mike's watching them real quick. I don't see much coming in. Basil, we can answer your question offline. All right? Okay, yeah, just call Mike. Mike, give us your number again.
My mic here, I was getting ready to go. 678-957-0220, extension 2. Vasil, give me just a couple minutes to shut down this show, and then give me a call, and we'll talk to you about your question.
Also, if you have any additional questions, you can use supersmartsupport.com. That's supersmartsupport.com. We hope you will come to this weekend's event. It's going to be a good one right here in our office. We love you guys, and that's why we do these free events, that you will come down, see us, and hopefully be able to better use your super smart websites and leverage the power of technology to do what you do best and buy and sell more houses than ever before with less effort. So thank you, everyone. Good night, and God bless. Again, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Tori, for being here. We really appreciate it. Good night, everyone.